Happy Christmas, everyone. It's really good just to see you all out this morning. Christmas Day, here we are. It has finally arrived. We can all reset the sleep counter for another year. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask how many more sleeps it is till we have to do it all over again. But it's just really good just to come together on Christmas morning to gather and worship. Christmas traditions, we all have them, and depending on which country you live in, maybe what part of the world you're in, they will vary from place to place. While hanging Advent calendars and eating roast turkey dinner and waiting for Santa to squeeze down the chimney happens in certain countries, in other countries there are a lot of other popular traditions. Who would like to have a KFC for their Christmas dinner? Eddie, if you were at... Oh, some people have got their hands up. If you're at the Bethany Christmas dinner, Eddie shared this in the quiz, how this is quite famous for Japan Christmas Day. The one beside Bethany was closed. I was checking on my way in, so I have no idea what the Kearns's are doing for Christmas dinner today. But for many Japanese, KFC is a go-to for their Christmas dinner. And this is all down to clever marketing where they have convinced the Japanese people that Americans love to eat a KFC on Christmas Day. And because of this, reservations have to be made in a KFC to go and have your Christmas family bargain bucket. And in the run-up to Christmas, Colonel Sanders, he's decorated in a Santa suit outside all the restaurants. And it's so popular, they had to create an online ordering service where you could get your bargain bucket delivered for Christmas Day. I don't think I would fancy a KFC today. I like this one here. In the week leading up to Christmas, Venezuelans attend daily church service in the capital, and it's customary for them to travel to that service on roller skates. And because of the popularity, many of the roads around the city have to be closed down to make it safe for young and old alike to make it to the church service safely. Now, I know on Saturday there, we had our outdoor carol singing, and some of the people from Bethany, they ran down. Maybe next year you could get the roller skates on. Jeff, would you up for that? Yeah, okay. So, lots of different traditions. As well as your standard tinsel, fairy lights and baubles, Ukrainians like to throw an artificial spider and a web on their tree at Christmas time. And this tradition dates back to a tale of this old woman who was unable to afford to decorate her Christmas tree. And so she had her Christmas tree up in her house, and on Christmas morning she woke and she discovered this glorious sparkling web on her Christmas tree to provide the decoration. So they have this tradition of putting a spider and a web on their tree. In Germany, on the 5th of December, German children leave a boot or a shoe outside their bedroom door, and in the hope that if they have been good when they wake up in the morning, that boot will be filled with lots of nice sweets and other treats. If they've been bad, they get a stick put in it, okay? So I know what it would have been in our house if we had tried that this past month, some naughty boys and girls in there. This one here. Now, I saw Raquel's reaction there. I can't actually go into the detail or pronounce this morning. But in Spain, they have this tradition in the Catalonia area where they make a little wooden person, a log, and they would fill it with sweets. And then they will get the sticks and they will beat the log until all the sweets come out. Now, I'm not going to say what they actually shout whenever they're doing this. If you want to know more, go and speak to Raquel afterwards and she will fill you in. But I had a laugh as I was reading about this here, okay? But Christmas traditions, we all have them. And I'm sure as you're sitting here thinking this morning, you can recall some of the traditions that you have. Does anyone want to shout out some of their family traditions around Christmas time? Have you carried this one on over here in Northern Ireland? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Any other traditions? Any other things people do? No? Do we not have traditions? No? I can remember growing up, we used to always eat like a Tunnock's Mallow on Christmas morning when we're getting up. Okay, didn't have it this year. But lots of traditions, whether it's Christmas jumpers or Secret Santa, we have all these different traditions. And I love Christmas time. I enjoy some of the traditions that we have as well. And as the song says, Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. But with all of the extra things that we have added to Christmas, all of that extra stuff, it's easy for us to get distracted. It's easy for us to have our eyes taken away from what Christmas is truly about. We get excited by Christmas holidays, Christmas trees, Christmas lights, Christmas decorations, Christmas jumpers, Christmas food, Christmas movies, Christmas family games. Growing up in our house, they always ended badly. I was always accused of cheating in the family Christmas games, and they ended up in war. But Christmas everything, the dreaded elf on the shelf, the buying of presents, the wrapping of presents, the eating too much food, the going down to the Christmas market and getting ripped off as you pay £15 for a hot dog, visiting Santa Claus, all of these things, the list is endless. And all of these extra traditions make it easy for us to forget the most important thing about Christmas, and that is the birth of Jesus. You see, the birth of Jesus offers ordinary people like you and me an extraordinary encounter with the God who loves them. The real Christmas story, which often gets lost in the middle of the hustle and bustle, is in fact what makes this time of year truly extraordinary and worth celebrating. Christmas turns the ordinary into extraordinary. And at the Christmas story, we see how some very ordinary people have an extraordinary adventure. Luke chapter 1, 26 to 27, it says this: in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. And she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 19, it says, this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man, and he did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. Mary was an ordinary girl from Nazareth, an ordinary small town in the north of Israel. And she was engaged to Joseph, who was an ordinary carpenter. He made things out of wood, like maybe this little manger that we have on stage. But I'm sure he would have done a better job than Dave did putting that together. But these were ordinary people. Joseph planned to marry Mary, but she came to see him with news that she was having a baby. Mary and Joseph were two very ordinary young people. And the Christmas story is for ordinary people like them and us. God is interested in ordinary people. People who think that they're not special. People who think that they're maybe too young. People who think that maybe they're too old. Christmas is for ordinary people like us. And I wonder if maybe some of the boys and girls can tell me who some of the other ordinary people were in the Christmas story. Who were some of the other ordinary people in the Christmas story?
Shepherds.
Shepherds. Well done. Brilliant. Great answer. That is right. Well done, Lucy. We read about them already. Luke chapter 2, verse 8, it says, that night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. These ordinary shepherds were gathered around the fire at night. They're watching their flocks of sheep. They weren't rich. They didn't look smart. They were used to being forgotten and left out. They probably wouldn't have been invited to too many parties. But Christmas is for ordinary people like Mary and Joseph, the left out shepherds. It's for ordinary people like you and I. But you know, there's nothing ordinary about Christmas. Christmas has always been extraordinary. In the Christmas story, we see angels talking to Mary. We see angels talking to Joseph. We see angels talking to the shepherds. There is nothing ordinary about meeting an angel. There is nothing ordinary about God becoming a miracle baby. There's nothing ordinary about God stepping into our world to love and save ordinary people like you and me. And God's angel appeared to Mary and announced the arrival of God's forever king. And the angel said that this baby would come in the power of God and that she was going to give birth to him. And Joseph, as he slept, something extraordinary happened. An angel spoke to him and told him about Mary and about the baby she was going to have. I'm sure some of you have seen some of the gender reveal videos going around on social media. Put your hands up if you've seen some of them. Okay, all these crazy ways people go to try and reveal whether or not they're going to have a boy or a girl. You know, this was the most extreme gender reveal party ever. The angel said, it's a boy, but that's not all. The angel also revealed the name that this child was going to have and his job as well. You know, imagine if that was to happen today. You know, an angel was to appear and say, you know, you're going to have a baby. He's going to be called Benjamin. Okay, he's a boy. And he's going to work for Salt Factory Sport. Okay? It doesn't really happen, does it? But this is what's happened. The angel appeared and said, it's going to be a boy. His name is Jesus. And his job, well, his job is going to be saving his people from their sins. This is what the angel said whenever he appeared to Joseph. Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son. You're to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. It's going to be a boy who's called Jesus, and his job, well, is to save his people from their sins. And as the shepherds sat on the hills that night, something extraordinary happened to them as well. The angels arrived with this good news for everyone. The angel said, we've had it read, don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy for all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. You see, the good news was that God's promised king had been born. And he had come to bring us joy. And these shepherds, these people who would have been used to being left out, are the first people that get to meet him. And these shepherds are so delighted by the good news that they couldn't keep it to themselves. They had to share it with others. And after seeing Jesus with their own eyes, they could not contain their joy. And so their only thing that they can do is to respond in worship and praise to God. Even though this baby looked like every other baby, Jesus was extraordinary. He was special in every way. His birth was anything but ordinary. Mary and Joseph had brought God's king into the world, and he'd be called Jesus because he was going to save his people from their sins. How extraordinary is it that the God of the universe would step into our world? So let's celebrate Jesus' birth, the Word becoming flesh to live among us. Jesus came because God the Father loves us and because each one of us is precious to God. In 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15, the verse up there on the screen, it says this, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Jesus is this indescribable gift that Paul is talking about, this indescribable gift that God has given to you and I. And it's amazing that the Apostle Paul, who was never lost for words, he couldn't find a word to capture the significance of God's gift in his son Jesus. And he coins this word indescribable, a word that's found nowhere else in the Bible. God's love for us is extraordinary. It's beyond understanding. It is indescribable. And as the angel said to Joseph, God sent Jesus into this world to save us from our sins. This gift of forgiveness that Jesus brings, it's for everyone. It's for all people. And you know, you and I, we don't have to do anything to earn this gift. There is nothing that you can do yourself. It is freely given to you by God. All you have to do is receive it. And whenever you do receive this gift, if you have received this gift already, this is what John says. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. This is what God offers us through his son Jesus. When we put our trust in him, when we accept him as our own Lord and Savior, we get the right to become a child of God. And that is the greatest thing ever. Let me pray. God, I thank you for the Christmas story. I thank you for just how you sent your son Jesus into this world. We thank you for your indescribable gift to us. We thank you that you freely gave your son Jesus to us. And God, I pray that each person here would receive this gift of Jesus for themselves. And we thank you that whenever we do receive this gift, when we put our trust in your son Jesus, you give us the right to become children of God. God, just be with us today as we move into whatever we've got planned. God, help us to have our eyes focused on you. The true meaning of Christmas. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, our Savior. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.